You're listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show for Tuesday, April 28th.
Got a lot to talk about. Of course, 55,000 deaths so far in America. 55,000 people have died due to COVID-19.
Tragedy.
I tell you, I mean, black people got to make a decision. Mr. Charlie didn't want y'all to go back to work. Mr. Charlie said, I need you back in this office to get this economic stimulus going back in my job. So y'all need to come on back in here.
In this office? Need you back in this retail store.
Retail store, call center, wherever.
Yeah, wherever.
Mr. Charlie said, get back in here or else. And here you go. Mm-hmm. Walking out the house, back into the coronavirus. They said most Americans carry the coronavirus and don't know it. They say it can linger in the air of crowded spaces.
Like a cloud.
Yeah, like a cloud. You just walk right into it. Yeah. And so most of us still ain't wearing no masks. We just going about our business like the people at the Chicago house party. I call it the Corona party. You see all them black people stuffed in that house? Wasn't that something?
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, they're allowing white people to be their leaders, telling them it's okay to go back to work. So attitude reflects leadership.
Thank you.
If that's your leader.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for saying that. I mean, because this is the crux of it. Who's telling you to go back to work? It's white folk. White folk are telling you, you are their children, and they told you it was all right to come back out, and here you go right back into the plague like some child, like you can't think for yourself, and your family needs you. Where you going, mama? I got to go to work. And now, Sean, you got to add some balance to this, right? Because if, you know, we got to take care of the family. I understand that. But,
right.
I mean, but
black people work essential jobs. That's the fact. Those are the facts.
Yep. Well, just like Van Jones, let's skip over to the Van Jones story, because Van Jones says that black people are predominantly the ones that are in these jobs that put them in the quagmire of the COVID-19. And he says it's like we got a death sentence for the communities of color, a death sentence. Walking back into a job, no protective equipment, and you just there, you know what I'm saying, at the mercy of everything that's going on around you. And he said lifestyle choices, we need to take more responsibility for our lifestyle choices.
He should have stopped with systemic racism. He should have stopped there.
Yeah.
But keep going.
Okay. He says we suffer from hypertension, diabetes, check. We suffer from asthma, check. We suffer from obesity. Hell yeah, check. Check, 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 check.
Yeah, which is a result of lack of a check, check, which comes from systemic racism, check.
Yeah. But he says that we work these challenging jobs, with, like you said, that pay less money. But my God, black people. Don't you think that we need, who's responsible for you to eating your damn self to death, going up and getting seconds and thirds and fourth and eating cookies and eating all this potato chips and all the fat
food? Just like Van Jones with all that respect.
Is the government telling you to get, the government said, get back up there and go get you some more macaroni and cheese. Is the government making you do that?
No, but the government tells you that I'm only going to pay you this amount of money. So only thing you can afford is a dollar burger and a dollar french fries. He definitely tells you that. See, you and Van Jones with all that respectability politics all the time. Van Jones trying to tell black people what to do. He need to go tell Cory Booker what to do.
Hey, look.
Don't tell us what to do. Don't tell Jamal what to do, because Van Jones works for CNN. And when he goes into his break room, it's fresh fruit platters everywhere. When Jamal go into the break room, there's a vending machine in there. Don't tell us what to do.
Hey, Jamal can bring a banana to work. Jamal can bring an apple to work. Jamal can bring an orange to work. Jamal can stop by Food Line and bring some grapes to work. But Jamal goes to McDonald's and get the Happy Meal. Not the Happy Meal, but the 10
which is affordable.
Hamburgers for $2.
It's affordable. It's a part of his food budget. That's affordable. And Jamal is you, because the J and BJ stand for Big Jamal. That's you.
Hey, look.
Don't sit around and try to tell us what to do.
Black people must take responsibility for their health. Like today. What y'all going to eat today? Who's got a gun to your head telling you you got to go to Wendy's and get some of them ungodly looking spicy chicken nuggets with some sauce on them and some fries and a lemonade like I do? Who's making you do that? I did that.
Low wages?
I
the government?
That. No, I did
the
that.
Government
I made,
is
no,
making you do
I
that.
Made a choice to go to Wendy's to get these damn spicy chicken nuggets that look like they half cooked. And because I like the spicy chicken, I'm gonna look at it and like, well, damn, it don't look good, but damn, I'm gonna eat it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Come on, that's us.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Let me do that.
Because BJ, that is what you can afford.
Sean, we can make a decision to eat healthier. That's no excuse. You can't say that now.
It is an excuse. It is an excuse when you're eating on a budget. BJ, when you make $10 an hour and the average apartment is $1,500 a month, it is an excuse. You're going to eat within your budget. Are you going to take, if you got $10 in your pocket, are you going to take two of those dollars to get an apple, which an apple almost costs $2, but you're going to take it and get a dollar burger and some fries, something that can fill you up and keep you going.
Something that
and
will,
a lot of people live in food deserts.
It's better for you to eat an apple than to eat a hamburger and french fries. And be satisfied. Go on about your business. No, you want to fill your stomach up with garbage.
Who can eat one apple and be satisfied?
You want to fill your stomach up with garbage that gives you cancer, gives you all these diseases. I just want to feel full. So I'm going to eat this garbage up so I can feel full instead of eating the ham.
No, they don't want to feel full. They want to satisfy their hunger.
Well, go ahead and eat your damn self to death then. Go ahead. Go dig your mouth. Like a bulldozer into some hamburgers and fries and kill yourself, Negroes.
You want to blame black people because the only thing a lot of black people can afford, I'm not going to say all, but a lot, the only thing they can afford is a dollar burger sometimes.
Okay, Sean, who is responsible for your health choices at the house? You can buy food. You can buy a bag of beans. It's better for you to buy some navy beans, which is more healthier for you. Do you know that navy beans can stave off the radiation coming from your phone? Everybody talking about 5G. All you got to do is eat some damn Navy beans. That's what the Navy does. They feed their soldiers and sailors the Navy beans so it will keep the nuclear radiation away from them. You can do the same thing. Go buy your bag of beans at Food Line. Go cook them, season them like you want, and eat some simple food. But no, y'all want to eat hamburgers and hot dogs and all this homemade, or what you call them, store-bought pizzas that somebody probably blew their nose in them before they froze it.
All the things that you're naming are affordable foods. You're talking about eating a bag of beans. Okay, yeah, I guess people could eat some beans sometimes, BJ, but they don't want to eat beans all the time if they can help it.
Hey, look, at some point, black people got to be responsible for themselves. And so,
and you know what, BJ? You know, beans got a lot of carbohydrates in them.
Okay.
So just, I mean, kill all that. We're talking about somebody could just eat, somebody eat beans all day. Like, that's what they want to eat. I mean, of course, if you didn't have any other options, you could eat beans. But I'm just saying, it's like, you're always blaming us for our condition when it's systemic racism and oppression.
Well,
you're telling us to eat a bag of beans. BJ, that's your thing.
You know,
you get mad at black people because they refuse to live like a slave.
You know what my job is? You know, my job, I've accepted this role in life, and I will accept it from the time they throw dirt on top of my casket. I'm the brother that has the job that nobody want to do. I'm going to say what needs to be said, and I know you don't want to hear it. I know you're not liking what I'm saying, but somebody have to love black people enough to tell them the truth regardless of how you feel. That's my job.
BJ, but you talking about get your second helping of macaroni and cheese. When do you act like black people just make big trays of macaroni and cheese every day? That's not even realistic. Black people may make macaroni and cheese for Sunday dinner. They may make it on Thanksgiving, but they just don't sit around and make trays of macaroni and cheese.
That's what we're doing right now. We in the house, right?
No, we are not.
Listen, during this coronavirus, we in the house eating our damn self to death. We eating, we just sitting around looking at TV, eating, turning TV, eating, turning TV, eating. We just snacking ourselves to death.
How you know? You're talking about your family.
No, I'm not
you
doing that. No, we don't.
The only people you see eating like that is you and your family.
Black people are
so
doing that.
How you know what everybody else is doing?
I bet you they are. How many people on this thread right now eating themselves? No people eating themselves. If y'all leave us a message. We got, who we got up here? Sharif Muhammad. We got Maurice Rollins. David C. Linton. How you doing, sir? Curtis
I'd rather
Bryce.
For people to eat themselves to death than to be going outside and partaking in these large crowds. Okay, they stay in the house and eat, you mad at them. If they go out and party, you mad at them. They can go party and get some exercise. Would you like that?
Sean. I mean, yeah, you should get some exercise. This is a good time for you to exercise.
You?
I'm your brother that says things that you don't really want to
You ain't my freaking brother.
Yes, I am.
You my cousin who I really don't F with.
Russell Simmons is in the news again, and you were telling me about this. Russell Simmons is being accused of rape by Drew Dixon, claiming that she experienced prolonged aggressive sexual harassment. And I don't know how many years she worked with Russell Simmons, but who's... See, I know what you're trying to do to me today, but it ain't going to work. I know what you're trying. I know why you brought this topic up, because you want to try to you think you're going to trap me into saying something that because I don't agree with you about how they doing R. Kelly. You think you're going to get me on this damn Facebook Live and you're going to trap me in front of the world.
I'm not going to trap you.
You ain't going to trap me.
I'm not going to say anything about R. Kelly.
You
don't
do that. No such thing. I bet you. Watch. I know you.
I won't know you enough about R. Kelly. You lost, BJ. You lost.
You were telling me about the trailer. I got a trailer. And I want everybody to watch this trailer. It's about Drew Dixon, who used to work in the record industry under Russell Simmons, says she was sexually harassed for years. And now this documentary is coming out May the 27th. So let's take a listen to this while I show you some of the images.
I didn't tell that many people about what happened with Russell. He just grabbed me. And I'm saying no. I was reduced to nothing in that moment. Nothing about anything that makes me who I am mattered.
I had asked her, do you want to go to the police? She was like, no one's going to take me seriously. Who's going to believe me?
If white women are not believed, what do you think is happening to black women in America when we come forward with stories about sexual violence?
I don't have a stitch of violence in me. I would never hurt anybody.
You're worried as a black woman that you'll say something that will have consequences that you hadn't anticipated.
He's the king of hip hop. The black community will hate my guts. I didn't want to let the culture down. I love the culture.
It's a terrible burden to bear, to know that you might still be judged as somehow being a traitor.
The New York Times called me and said there were other women, but they won't go on the record unless I go on the record. But I'm terrified of the backlash.
We need to be able to make sure that a broader group of women are introduced into the public consciousness.
This is so emblematic of what happens to women routinely. It's a loss for all of us. It really, really is.
I've been alone for 22 years. I thought it was just me.
All right, that's Drew Dixon, and that is the trailer for the documentary that's coming out May 27th. It's called On the Record. On the Record. That's going to be on... HBO Max. So very sad that she had to go through that, Sean.
Yeah.
I sympathize with any woman who, now you know how I feel about rape. I said every rapist should be killed. A man that takes something from a woman that she does not wish to give, as precious as her body is, and he takes it and ravages her, I don't see any use for him on the planet anymore. So every rapist should be killed. That's what I believe. Because if you did that to somebody in my family that I loved, you better hope that the police get you before we get you. Because we'll take your damn head off and put it on a light pole for the world to see. So with me saying that, you go ahead and say what you're going to say. Because I know where you're going with this.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know what
you're
going
to say. I thought we were going to talk about the trailer for the documentary.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm just, you know, like, allegedly.
Yes, this is alleged.
Simmons, you know, maybe it's over, I don't know, multiple women accusing him of sexual misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
But Russell Simmons says that he didn't do anything.
Yep.
He is not that type of person.
And I don't believe he is, according to what I know of Russell Simmons. I don't see him.
Oh, you know Russell Simmons personally? I didn't know that.
I don't know him personally, but what I see of him and what I've known of his generosity and what he's done for women in the industry, as far as
what did he do?
Elevating them to different positions. I mean, he's opened up a lot of doors for women. But to accuse somebody of this is heavy, man. This is
But see, that's what I'm saying. You think you know Russell Simmons, but you don't.
That could be very well true. But look, just like with R. Kelly, they're doing a documentary on somebody that they're accusing. This they're not even been brought into a court of law. Now you're going to convict the man over the television airwaves, which is unfair. Let's do this in the court of law.
DJ, black women are telling their stories. They have a right to have a platform to tell their story. All black women have a right to have a platform to tell their story. Black women are so mistreated in the record industry and in America, period.
Yep.
So anytime a black woman tells her story, you should give them a platform to do it. And you shouldn't be discouraging them saying, oh, let's do it in a court of law.
That's not discouraging anybody. That's like, let's bring it out before the world. If you accuse me of rape, prove that I did it in a court of law, because I have the right to defend myself if I said I didn't do it. What's wrong with that?
Simmons got a right to make a documentary about him not doing it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You know, every time black women come out and talk about how they are abused, then they're further abused. That's why they don't do it.
Yeah, and I agree.
It's probably a lot of women in your family who have been abused that just won't say it.
Yeah, that is true.
So, Sean, you know, I don't know. I can't say Russell Simmons did it. Really? You know, but what I think Russell Simmons should do,
mm-hmm.
Russell Simmons should get all his accusers in a room with their lawyers and say, I got $60 million. Do we have an agreement? Hmm. That's all he has to say.
And it'll go away like that?
Yeah, hopefully. Who else gonna give you $2 million?
Let me ask you a question. So if mm-hmm. that had happened to you, if you were that woman and he said, look, here's $60 million. Let's just forget about this. You know, I don't need this stress. I'm older. I'm trying to live the rest of my life out in peace. Could you just take this and just go away? Would you do it?
If something happened to me 20 years and Russell Simmons said, you know, or not saying Russell Simmons, if whoever I was accusing said to me, here go $5 million, can you go away? I would go in the ground, up under the ground, dig another hole to get up under that.
So it's not about justice.
But you know what, BJ, this is what I'm going to say.
No, it's not about justice.
I mean, like, after I said what happened to me, after I exposed him, but after that, I don't have to take any charges out on that. That's how I feel. If I waited 20 years, you know what I'm saying? I would want to crush Russell Simmons or whatever man it was. And the way to crush him is take his money away from him. And I know whatever amount of money he has, I'm going for all of it. That's just me. But those women have a right to see him convicted, whoever they're accusing, you know, whoever they're accusing, they have a right to see that person convicted. But BJ, the only reason why you defend R. Kelly and Russell Simmons is because they're rich and famous. If they was any other black dude from the neighborhood, you would say they were guilty as hell.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Because the black man, like the black woman, the black man is definitely abused. We've been accused of rape since we've been here. And so I'm like, when you accuse somebody of doing something like that, you better make sure that it's true, because you're going to pay a price for that. Whoever's lying.
One woman may accuse you of rape. You know what I'm saying? Some people would give you the benefit of the doubt. I would have to hear the story. But 20 women? You don't think it's smoke somewhere in there?
I mean, do you think all the women in the Bill Cosby case were telling the truth?
I don't think all the women in the Bill Cosby case was telling the truth. But do I believe some of them were telling the truth? Of course I do.
Okay, let me throw this at with the Bill Cosby thing. Do you think that a person that is being sexually abused would go back over to the person's house and visit with them and act like, you know, nothing's going on? Like that woman that accused Bill Cosby of, she came back over there. They got records of her calling him. asking him for advice?
Women have been molested by their uncles and go sit at the Thanksgiving table with them.
And that's true. That's true. I'm just saying, John.
No, no, you're not just saying. You're just trying to justify.
I'm not trying to justify.
You know what you're doing.
I'm not trying to justify.
You know what you're doing. You don't believe it. You don't believe it because these black men are rich and famous. And the black community is very much male identified.
That's not me.
They are. Yes, no. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We'll come out and holler and scream if somebody does something to a black man, but a black woman will just sit back and be quiet.
Yeah, that is true.
We'll holler and scream at her for saying someone hurt her or mistreated her. Oh, yeah, we are very much male identified. Well, we do everything we can to protect black men, but black men don't protect black women.
Mm, you're right, Sean.
And those rap lyrics, there are actions behind those rap lyrics.
That's right. That's right. You're right. You're right. I agree with you. I mean, the black woman is definitely not protected in our society. I mean, some of the things that we'll pick up a video camera and tape her being beat up than rather jump in and try to defend her and give up our life to defend her, our woman. So we are sick. And, you know, if Russell Simmons did do this, I mean, he'll spend the rest of his life in jail. That's a fact.
Right. And I'm not saying that he did do it because I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying everybody deserves to be listened to. You're even right. Russell Simmons.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So
I know I'm right.
Yeah, you. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I'm not.
You
gonna...
should, because it's the truth.
Okay.
Freaking, B. Kelly.
Hey, I still think.
Thank you.
I still think R. Kelly was railroaded. Never in the history of America did somebody do a damn 10-part series on a person that hadn't even had a day in court. I mean, this is something, I mean, even if he was guilty, I mean, like, damn, man, a black man can't even, and if for us to just convict a man like that, I mean, it's just like, wow, black people, man, we really have a lot of disdain for one another. We treat each other so.
Multiple black women told you R. Kelly abused him. They had R. Kelly on tape abusing a young girl. So if that's not enough for you, I don't know.
But what about Michael Avenatti, the man that's in prison now who said he had this bombshell video that's going to put R. Kelly under the ground. Then he ends up getting arrested for some corruption charges. He in jail now. And when he came out, all y'all black people say, oh, yeah, there it is right there. That's smoking gun right there. That's it. He gone now. Now his ass is in jail.
Smoking gun is those black women recounting their stories. That's the smoking gun. And if you can't believe, and the reason you don't believe it is because black women are telling you this. That's why
the
you don't
reason
believe
why
that.
I don't believe everything, because this is not what justice looks like. This is what
do you believe
greed and money and a search for fame, your 15 minutes of fame look like. This is what you're looking at. So justice looks like I want a day in court. I want his ass under the jail. I'm not going to go doing all a concert and book signings and all this trying to, you know, no, that's not what justice looks like.
Yeah. You just believe R. Kelly because you be imagining you R. Kelly. You put on R. Kelly music, put your bandana on, take your shirt off, let your stomach stick out, and get in the mirror and sing R. Kelly, and you think you have.
Hey, look.
That for years. So that's why you believe R. Kelly didn't do it, because you have envisioned yourself being R. Kelly all these years.
Hey, my favorite song by R. Kelly is Step in the Name of Love. That's a powerful spiritual anthem for me. He said, if anybody ask why I'm stepping, tell them that I did it for love. I love that song. Sometimes I listen to that song, I cry, because it's such a beautiful song, because that's what black people need to do. We need to step in the name of love wherever we go in the black community. When we see each other, step in the name of love, talk in the name of love, greet me in the name of love. I love that song.
And you need to.
So a man that write a song like that can't be that damn evil like everybody.
Listen at that ignorance. Listen
at
that
ignorance. It's not ignorant.
You need to step up in the name of the love and step off in the name of the love of love. But just because R. Kelly wrote a stupid song, you don't believe multiple black women who say that he raped them? Are you insane, BJ?
No, I didn't say that. You're not gonna put words in my mouth.
That's what you just said.
I didn't.
How could somebody write lyrics like that be a racist?
No,
you're ridiculous.
I said, how can Amanda write a song like that be so evil? Like, look at the song that everybody loved, I Believe I Can Fly. that touched everybody's heart. You telling me a person to write a song like that is evil? Hell no.
The man who wrote Amazing Grace was a reformed slave trader. What are you talking about? Are you really insane, BJ? Do you really believe that?
Touche. 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 You got me. You got me. You got me. You got me, Sean. You got me, man. You got me on that one. You got me on that one.
Let me make a, I'm going to make a public announcement right here. Now hear this. Shaggy, if Scooby-Doo ever dies, BJ is available.
Woo. Hey, I have to submit. You got me, sister. That's a good one. You got me. You're right. The man that wrote Amazing Grace was on the top of the slave ship while we were under the slave ship writing Amazing Grace. You're right. So that just canceled.
Okay, BJ. Thank you. I'm glad you got that. That cancels everything I said. That's right.
That cancels everything I said. All praises due. Thank you for the correction, sister. See, I'm a humble person.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm humble enough to say I was wrong, and I sounded stupid. Thank you. All right. What else is going on? We talked about the Chicago house party. You know, I know some of the people that own property. They're like, look, these people talking about they're gonna have a rent strike, and the residents are organizing not to pay your rent. I don't have nothing to do with COVID-19. Okay. So if y'all don't want to pay rent, y'all want to play games with me, guess what's going to happen? And I'm not to work out a payment with me, but y'all not going to pay rent. So what do you think should happen in that case, Sean?
BJ, people shouldn't pay rent. It shouldn't be anything such as a bill during a plague. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plague. Ain't no bills in a plague.
So how do things get paid? How do people make money? I mean, everything is supposed to be free.
I don't know, BJ. You can't,
you know. You do.
That's the. I mean, it's the history. Yeah, you're right. It's the history of America is to value the economy over human life. That's the history of America.
Right.
But
I think just a reduced rate. I think we should negotiate. I mean, there's a man in New York that said that, you know, he was going to reduce his rent. Then he came back and said, look, y'all don't pay no rent for 60 days. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. I know y'all having a hard time. That's what reasonable, civilized people should do when you're trying to help somebody. You know what I'm saying? Can we talk about it? I mean, y'all going to just come talk about y'all ain't paying no rent. And now
I'm not paying any rent. I don't have any money to pay rent.
I understand.
You should tell your mortgage company that you can't pay the mortgage because the people up under you not paying rent. If you still paying for your properties that you're renting out.
Yeah, and that's what's happening.
I can't pay rent.
And that's what's happening. Unless they people outright own the building and stuff, and, you know, they're not getting their money. So, you know, I think everybody can work with one another in this hour. The car payment people are working with us. The cell phone people working with us. Everybody is working with us.
First of all, they're charging you too much for rent for start.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The rent shouldn't even be as much as it is.
Yeah,
so you've gotten your rent 100 times over.
Yeah.
The car payment people, the interest on the car is too much. The cost of the car is too much. Yeah. You've already overcharged people for the car.
Right.
Car payment should be over.
That's right. Well, they can have my car. So, if they want to come get it, they can get it. You know what I'm saying? It's all dented up anyway. My wife done dented up the front of it. I can't even drive around.
Oh, now your wife done
dented
it.
Yeah, she dented it up. She dented up the back.
Look at you. I'm massaging it.
Hey, you know, one of the things that's coming out of the coronavirus pandemic or plague, like I like to say, I'm going to call it what it is a plague, is loneliness. A lot of people are getting lonely. Now, think about a single person that's got shelter in place. They just been in an apartment by themselves or whatever. That could be kind of disheartening. You know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of
days of social media, shouldn't no one feel alone? Why do you feel alone? You can get on social media and talk to anybody at any given time.
But you want to have the feel or the closeness of somebody next, you know what I'm saying, in the house with you. You know, you don't want to be by yourself. I wouldn't want to be by myself, you know what I'm saying? Not talk to anybody. Then you start walking around the house talking to yourself. And then, you know.
That's because you're boring. Most people like me can entertain ourselves.
No, you get lonely, man. I mean, it's a real thing. You know, this is a mental health. You know, they started talking about mental health prior to COVID-19. Remember last year, that was all the new terminology, mental health, black people and mental health. But there's going to be a lot of crazy black people coming out of this. And so you are going to be able to make money. If you went to school with a sociology degree, you will be working.
Who could pay for a therapist? That's one of the things that Van Jones was saying, that black people need to start living healthier lifestyles. They should go to therapists. Who could pay for a therapist?
Yeah. A damn therapist look at you come in there and say, excuse me, did you stop at the front? Did you have insurance? Don't come in here.
That's exactly what they're going to ask you.
Sean, you know how the healthcare industry looks at black people with such disdain, such disgust. When you walk into a doctor's office, and they look at you like, okay, do you have insurance? Oh, no. Fill out this form and we'll see what we can do. And they have such.
Oh, they say fill out the form and we can see what we can do? Or they give you a paper saying, well, I know a couple of clinics down here you might go to get you some help.
A couple of clinics.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, they look at us with such disdain, man. I mean, like, you're the scum of the earth when you come in a hospital or a doctor's office, and they already figured out that you ain't got no damn insurance. You know what I'm saying? And then, I went to the doctor probably like 2 months ago, and he gave me a prescription. I went to CVS, and they told me about $200. I said, man, where the aspirin and stuff like that at? I just walked out. I didn't pay, it's still there. It was like one medicine was like $80 and the other one was like $223. I said, nah, man.
What the heck wrong with you? Medicine, $200.
Well, you know, you want to heal yourself.
No, what the heck is
ain't
wrong with you? You
got to
take some cost $200.
None of your business.
Let's talk about that. That's the real
issue. Hey, medicine costs, man.
What the heck is wrong with you?
And it wasn't no Lunesta, or Zurac, or whatever the medicines is. It wasn't none of that. But it cost $200. I was out of. I never go to the doctor for stuff like that. But I was like, I was shocked.
You sick, BJ? Nothing wrong with you. Your medicine cost
$200. No, I'm not. I shouldn't even say that. Anyway, thank y'all for watching us on the BJ Murphy Show and Sean, and we'll be back with another episode. We're still supposed to have Madeline Woods come in and do the show with us, but we'll get her sometime this week. All right, Sean, I'll talk to you.
All right.
Hey, go drink some Lysol. The 20-Minute Morning Show is a product of Urban Internet Networks. Go to our website, 20minuteshow.com, to hear all of our episodes. And, of course, go to our news website, uinews.net. You can also contact us. We have a brand new 800 number. It is 888-370-9390. You can reach us right now if you'd like to talk to us. 888-370-9390. I would love to talk to you and hear your thoughts about the 20-Minute Morning Show. Or you can leave us a comment if we don't pick up. We want to hear from you. It's the 20-Minute Morning Show. See you on the next episode. And now for news of the day. Is UIN News.
This is UIN, national news and information for and about people of color.
Welcome to UIN. I'm Alexander Caden, along with Brooklyn Alexander and Ebony Elizabeth. There'll be a new area code in effect for some people in Aiken, Allendale, Richland, Sumter, and Chester County, South Carolina. The change has already gone into effect. The new area code is 839 and will start in May. Only new numbers will receive that area code. Current numbers will not be changed. The 839 area code will be the fifth in the state. A new video from Nigeria claims to show Nigerians burning down Chinese-owned shops and factories in retaliation to the coronavirus-fueled racist attacks on Africans in China. A federal judge has cleared a planned pilot program by the Baltimore Police Department to consistently surveil the city for 6 months using cameras attached to airplanes. Ebony?
A black woman's hair is a versatile, gravity-defying textured halo, as unique and beautiful as the individual herself. However, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, with beauty salons closed indefinitely all across the country, black women are challenged to keep their lovely locks on point at home. Other black women are reaching out to the cyber community, with many flocking to Facebook Live sessions with stylists to learn to style their hair on their own.
First, it was Smithfield Meats. Now, Tyson Fresh Meats. Their plant in Washington State is the latest meat processing facility to close after employees tested positive for COVID-19. Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones has rescinded his resignation a day after it was announced. Jones, a Democrat who represents Metro Atlanta's House District 91 in the Georgia Assembly, announced his departure last Wednesday. He claimed his family has suffered in the aftermath of his announcement of his support for the re-election of President Donald Trump.
You've been listening to UIN. For news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at uinews.net.